Hello?
In the animated film Horton Hears a Who, an elephant discovers that there is life on a little fluffy speck that sits on a flower in the jungle. No one believes him, but Horton will do anything to save the precarious existence of tiny Whoville, as it is called.
I promised the mayor. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. And an elephant's faithful 100%.
The movie is one of many box office hits that have been adapted from kids' popular stories. Others are Tony DiDorlizzi's The Spiderwick Chronicles, about a magical book that contains all the mysteries of life. Philip Pullman's The Golden Compass, about a heroic young girl who defies the dark government of the Magisterium and brings truth to the world. And, of course, J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter. But what is the most popular? The movie or the book? Andrew German is manager of Olson's Books and Records in Alexandria, Virginia, outside Washington.
When a book becomes popular because of the movie, we do see an increase in interest among the children coming in looking for the book. Parents are more inclined to choose that book to share with their children because they become more familiar. So definitely the fact that a movie is made about a book, it increases the interest, it adds to the advertising potential.
That does not necessarily mean the movie is more marketable than the book. J.K. Rowling's successful series of Harry Potter books has spawned films, video games, and related merchandise. As of April 2007, the first six books in the seven-book series had sold more than 400 million copies. But what do children have to say about the books and movies they love? Seven-year-old Phoebe Tomsu says she likes both, each in its own way.
A movie, you just lie back and look at the pictures and relax and eat popcorn. But if you want to do it by yourself and you don't want to watch somebody famous, you read a book, then you look at the words and you think that the pictures are actually showing up.
Phoebe's 12-year-old sister, Chloe, says that books and movies complement each other.
You read the book and you can imagine it and you see it the way you want to see it, but it's also very nice to see from the writer's point of view how it actually is, how they imagined it when they wrote the book. For example, J.K. Rowling would probably tell the director how she imagined it for the movie. So they could pick out specific actors, how they looked, you know, how they sound.
Ned! What are you doing?
Whether children choose the book or the movie, one thing is certain. Each medium boosts the popularity of the other. Box office hits based on books will draw kids into the bookstore. And good books, turn movies, will entice them into the fanciful world on the large screen. Penelope Pulu, VOA News.